Hi everyone, it's Nabila Sheikh again, here on The Student Vegan. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Today I want to talk about the animal product industries, their alternatives, and how to replace them with budget-friendly options. As a student, whenever I tell someone that I'm a vegan, the instant response I get is, "But how? Isn't that so expensive?" I'm sure you guys can relate too. And really, it makes no sense, because we all know we're not eating exotic fruits all day. You and I are both eating regular meals, and we all have selective tastes, of course. Us vegans, we just happen to be animal product free. Speaking of animal products, during the last podcast, I promised you a rundown of some gory industry details. And really, the only way to understand the animal product industries and the factory farms is to see them for yourselves. But these factory farms know what they're doing and how illegal it is. So marching into a corporate factory farm and demanding to see some animal abuse is a little hard to do. So watch some documentaries. Documentaries such as Earthlings or Forks Over Knives or Live and Let Live. Netflix has many great vegan documentaries, and you can find lists of vegan documentaries on vegansouls.com. They show you what really goes down behind the prettily packaged meat in your local grocery store. There's video evidence of pigs crammed into tiny cages with no room to secrete themselves or even turn around. There's video evidence of baby calves being taken away from their mothers as soon as they're born, and the mama cows going into depression without their newborn babies. There's video evidence of chickens' beaks and claws being cut off, and male chicks, baby chicks, being discarded as soon as they're born because they have no use to the industry as fully grown chickens. There's video evidence of all the horrors that come from animal products, horrors that can be avoided. So now that we know this, how do we prevent factory farms from continuing their practices? Well, the short and long answer is, it'll take a while. And it'll take a lot of us vegans to change the way factory animals live their miserable lives. The number of vegans in the world is still a small amount, and the number of animal product consumers is massive. And so long as there is a buyer, there will be a market. So long as there is a demand, there will be a consistent production of a supply. And what we vegans need to do is diminish the demand. So how do we diminish the demand? We demand things that don't involve animal cruelty instead. We spend our money on vegan makeup. We use environmentally friendly household cleaners. We substitute as many products as we can with vegan products. And like this, we attempt to save the world. But really, vegan substitutes are easy. They're very doable and very much budget-friendly. A packet of frozen chicken nuggets costs about the same as tofu nuggets, and take my word for it, they taste better than real chickens. Speaking of which, let's talk about vegan meat, a hot topic in the beginner vegan community. We all know and love or hate our vegan meat. It's usually made up of a variety of tofu, soy, and corn-type products, all natural and relatively healthy, with the same amount of protein and just as much natural flavors. Vegan meat can be a pricier alternative to protein, but it's okay to have once in a while. Better and cheaper sources of protein, however, come in the form of a $3 bag of green peas or edamame, a $4 box of quinoa, 99-cent cans of kidney beans, baked beans, chickpeas, lentils, and so on, a $5 jar of peanut butter, $4 veggie burgers, $2 cartons of hummus, and my personal favorite, a $4 bottle of chocolate soy milk, full of natural protein. How do you get your protein is a question we've all heard one too many times, and I just listed a simple list of great protein sources. Throw some salsa and chili in with your beans, some vegan sausages, brown rice in with your peas, whole wheat toast with your nut butter, and blend up some frozen bananas and chocolate soy milk to make yourself a delicious vegan ice cream dessert. And you've got a day's worth of a whole lot of protein there in itself. What about that chocolate soy milk I mentioned? Well, soy milk, almond milk, coconut milk, cashew milk, oat milk, rice milk, all of these non-dairy milks, they all give you your necessary iron, calcium, vitamin D, and the essential vitamin B12, without the harm to any cows. Dairy is easily replaceable. That's why I think it's the cruelest and the easiest industry to get rid of ASAP. If you're allergic to nuts, lactose intolerant, or simply hate a certain kind of milk, there are 10 other vegan alternatives to try. And they're almost always so much cheaper than regular cow milk. And with just those simple ingredients and meals, you've canceled out two massive industries from your life. Just by subbing your meals with vegan alternatives, you save hundreds and thousands of animal lives. You get to eat great, especially when you spice up your food with great things like chia seeds, hemp hearts, cayenne pepper, and you don't break your bank either. Now that I've pounded your brains with all this crazy great information, I hope your perspectives have changed a little, just as mine does every time I think about all of the great resources we have to sustain ourselves. We don't need to harm other creatures to live healthily and happily. During my next podcast, we're definitely going to be talking about more ways to save money as a vegan student. And we're also going to bring up the question of whether or not it's important to buy organic. My answer is definitely going to surprise you. That's all for today. Thanks once again for listening, student vegans. Until the next podcast, my name is Nabila Sheikh, and we'll talk soon.